Now comes this very interesting fourth level, which is at the level of the heart. You know the Roman Catholic figure of Jesus with his heart exposed. It is at the level of the heart that one comes first into relationship to the higher principles, which are not those of the empirical outside environment. A sense, as Wordsworth says, of something far more deeply interfused comes at this stage, and then one is moved to seek that. That is, it is said that the divinity meets the devotee at the level of the heart. Now, the divinity meets the devotee, the divinity, so to say, is coming down, and the devotee reaching up. An image that one frequently sees in Oriental iconography is of two footprints. Those are the footprints of the divinity, the Buddha's footprints. Perhaps you've seen them with all the symbols of the wheel and so forth on the footprint. Vishnu's footprint. There are even little towns in India called the footprint of Vishnu, where Vishnu came down and left his footprint. Or you can go to Jerusalem and see the place where Jesus left his footprints when he ascended to heaven on a rock there. So the divinity comes down, it's at the level of the heart that his footprint is placed. The devotee touches the feet with the hands. One of the greetings to a sage or a monk in India is to take the dust from his feet. With your hand, you touch his feet. And so the hand, and one sees this on many primitive shrines, just the hand imprint left, even on the caves, the Paleolithic caves, going back to some 30,000 BC, the Aurignacian caves, are these handprints of the devotee who touches the realm of the divinity. Now, the name of this chakra or center is a very interesting one. It is spelled A-N-A-H-A-T-A, Anahata, the second A being long with a long mark over it. That means not hit. And the full translation of its sense is this: the sound that is not made by two things striking together. Perhaps you've heard that Japanese koan, that Zen koan. What is the sound made by one hand? Well, this is it. The sound that is not made by two things striking together. Every sound that we hear is made by two things striking together. The sound of my voice is made by the wind striking the larynx cords. And so it goes. Now, what would the sound be that is not made by two things striking together? It's the sound of the energy of which the world itself is a precipitation. As we know from the exploding atom, energy and mass are the same. The mass is a projection, so to say, in space of energy. Well, the energy before it becomes mass, the sound of that is the sound that is not made by two things striking together. And to get a notion of what the sound is, the Indians simply cover their ears. You can hear it. Actually, we know that that's made by two things striking together, namely the blood in the capillaries here. But if you didn't know that, you'd think that might be it. That sound is Om. You've heard the sacred syllable Om, and this is it. This is the sound that is not made by two things striking together. Now, the sound O in Sanskrit is analyzed into two sounds, A and U. So this can be written either O-M or A-U-M, and you'll see it both ways. When one pronounces Om, the sound starts in the back of the mouth, ah, and then it goes, fills the mouth cavity, ooh, and then it closes at the lips, mm. If this is pronounced correctly, and it's not an easy thing to do, because you have to pronounce it in such a way that you get not only the ow, but also the I at the same time, and I just don't know how to do that, the notion is that you have pronounced all the sounds that are in words, so that all words are simply fragments of Om. Just as all images are fragments of that great cosmic image. Om is God. Om is God as sound. We usually think of the divine as a form, as an image, but But this is the sound aspect of the form which we're going to find when we meet God. It is the sound of God, the sound of the Lord of the world, out of whose thoughts, out of whose being, out of whose energy substance, the world is a precipitation. So all words are fragments of Om. Om is the word of words, what we call the Logos. Consonants are simply interruptions of these vowels sounds, according to this view.